to his presence. Bring your burdens here. Jesus is waiting. Give him your cares. Come to him as you are. Mercy and grace you'll find. There's healing. Healing for your soul. Come into his presence. Your salvation's here. The Lord is waiting to day to fill your heart with love, joy, and peace. Won't you give him a try? There's healing for there's healing.
There is healing for your soul. That's Healing by Kenny Lattimore. Well, greetings each of you by the very means of internet radio. You're tuned in to a live broadcast of the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. God bless you on this evening. I pray that this program is reaching you and you are doing well. I pray that the blessing of God is flowing all around you. I pray that you are healthy. I pray that you are in a peaceful mode. And if by chance you are not, then by the end of the program, we release God's favor over your life, that you will be in peace, that you will be healthy, that you will be healed, that you will be delivered, that you will be set free in Jesus' name. We got some more music coming to you. Come on here. God bless you again. Love you with the love of Christ. Let's enjoy the program. We have testimony service coming up. Stay tuned.
Make up my mind. You tell me. Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
Hi, I'm a Christian.
And I'm a Christian too.
You know, in order to influence the world, we have to learn how to connect with them.
Oh, that's great. You know, I can connect. I'm bilingual.
Wow, you speak two languages.
Yeah, I speak English and Christianese.
Chinese, that's cool.
No, not Chinese, Christianese.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
That's because they don't teach it in school.
Huh. Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell. Can you give me an example?
Well, I'd love to, but in order to show you how, I'd have to have someone here.
Well, that's great. Meet my friend Lauren.
Oh, you brought a friend.
Yeah.
That's great. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
You need to get saved.
Saved from what?
What I'm trying to say is you need to be born again.
So are you talking about like reincarnation or?
Look, if you don't get set, or if you're not born again, look, you basically, you just have to turn or burn, okay? Turn or burn.
Look, what my friend's trying to say is Jesus wants to have a real relationship with you and be a part of your life.
Oh, I get it.
See? I told you everyone understood Christianese.
All right, Christianese. Maybe you don't understand Christianese. Pastor John Hayes did a thing called Salvation. A few minutes long. We'll want to listen to what he has to say. He brought this introduction about just salvation. Let us listen to him as he does a simple demonstration and talk to us about receiving salvation, what it is.
The greatest question in the Bible is this one. What will you do with Jesus who is called the Christ? How do you find Christ? The first step in finding Christ is to recognize that you need him, that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God and have violated the principles of truth in the Word of God. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned. I have sinned. You have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Because we have sinned, we must have the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us from our sin. Our morality cannot save us. Our goodness cannot save us. Our acts of kindness to the poor, while good, cannot save us. The Bible says we must confess our sin. The Bible says, "For if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Immediately, Satan will come to you and say, "Hey, you're not good enough to be saved." I want you to understand that God can save to the uttermost. It makes no difference what you have done. God can save you. God loves us even though we are sinners. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." But God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. And God has made it possible through the gift of his Son for you and me to be saved. That provision is God's gift. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." It is through grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. As I said before, you can't get to heaven being good. You can't get to heaven giving to the poor or doing acts of kindness. You only get to heaven because you confess your sin, and there must be the repentance of sin. The Bible says, "Repent and believe the good news." Repent means to turn away, to walk and go another direction. The Bible says, "If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." It is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and with your mouth that you confess your sin and are saved. You must be willing and ready to confess your sin to be saved. The result is salvation. The Bible says everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Not some, but everyone. The Bible says salvation is found in no other name given unto men under heaven other than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Don't let the prince of darkness tell you you're not worthy. Don't let Satan tell you you've sinned too deeply. If you want to find a new life, he's as close as a prayer away. And I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus Christ, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Come into my heart today and be the Lord of my life. I will serve you. I will obey you. I will read your word and will follow Christ from this day forward all the days of my life. Jesus, you are now my Lord and Savior, and I am your servant. Amen. In that simple prayer, you have stepped from darkness into life. You have now identified with the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. And your spiritual brothers and sisters are waiting to see you this Sunday morning at Cornerstone Church. I encourage you to go to a church this Sunday. Go to a church where the preacher gets up and preaches from the Word of God. Go to a church where the preacher makes an altar call and gives the people the opportunity to be saved. That's where you're hearing the gospel. And if you go to a
Amen. And if you go to a church that's not doing that, find another one that is preaching from the Word of God. And if you're looking for one and you're not able to travel, you can always go to Facebook and find one there. In fact, this Sunday morning, this coming Sunday morning, you can go and meet us at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that is the Greater Somerville Church of God in Christ. Amen. Greater Somerville. S-O-M-E-R-V-I-L-E, Somerville. Amen. And you will see us. The writings will be in burgundy and gold. Amen. And you are joining a wonderful program each and every Sunday morning. Amen. And we look to see you there. Hey, God bless you. I see a few people on the line. Just dropped one call. Just dropped there. Hope everything all right with them. Amen. But praise the name of the Lord. I love testimony service. And so, Father, as this program continue on today, we pray your favor on it, that we will share and do the things that's pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I love testimony service because I believe the Bible. I read in Revelation where they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So I love testimony service. So at this time, I believe I testify while I have a chance. Oh, I believe I testify while I have a chance. I believe I testify while I have a chance. So I may not have a chance anymore. Testimony service is open. Please give God glory. Don't give the devil none. In Jesus' name. Come on. 3, 2, 1, it's your turn.
Well, I want to thank God that now this sounds like a strange request, a strange praise report, but we've been fighting our city over an eyesore that we had across the street from us, an old abandoned building that was an old factory, and we finally got to see it finally go get demolished, and we don't have to look at it no more, don't have to look at that eyesore, even though I can't see it. But I could thank God that it's finally gone because we had a bunch of kids playing on this building with bricks falling off it and everything, and we were concerned about the young people in the neighborhood getting hurt playing on this old building. Yeah. So we thank God that now it's gone and that prayer has been answered, that those kids ain't going to be able to get hurt on that old abandoned building.
Amen, amen. We're so glad that took place, amen, because we definitely want the kids to stay safe. So thank God that request came to pass. Amen, amen, amen. We're in testimony service now. Perhaps you have a wonderful testimony. Remember, on testimony, we don't give the devil no glory. We tell a short story about what may have been negative, but we want to make sure all the focus is on the positive. Amen. And I like that, Missionary Ken, that focus was on, hey, it has come down, and our kids can have, they are safe. They don't have to be in danger of being hurt. Amen. Amen. I like that. Anyone else have a testimony that you'd like to share during this time? 3, 2, 1, it's your turn. Come on.
Yeah, I went for a walk tonight to go to the post office, and I decided to go down by this one church because they have this boot distribution I missed, and I wanted to get these boots. Well, I missed the boots because I've been having the flu, and I still got a real bad sore throat, and my fibromyalgia is bothering me, but I still thank God that I did not get hurt by anybody, because that was on the worst side of town. It's on Station Avenue in Ashtabula. There's usually people selling drugs and everything on that street. So I just thank the Lord that nobody bothered me on the way home. So I praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for safe travel. I love praying for traveling mercy, because we never know when we will need it. And so we thank God that He allowed you to go out and allowed you to come back in safe and sound. Amen and amen. Maybe there's one more testimony before we move forward. Amen. You
hey,
know I
Dad.
Have a testimony. Hey, how you doing? Sister Emily, God
I
bless you on this evening. You have a testimony
this evening, didn't I, Pastor?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Missionary Ken knew I was going to call in on you. But I told him not to say nothing.
Amen, amen. You were supposed to FaceTime Lady Bonnet yesterday. Y'all had something to show me.
When I FaceTimed her, you were on the phone, and she thought you might have been counseling someone.
Oh, you know, I was for some time. I was in a – okay, so I did I missed it then. So, well, we just have to do it again. We have to do it again.
Oh, and, you know, even though Missionary Ken knows what I'm referring to, I've been
uh-huh.
having some really bad mood flips of people.
Okay.
You know, Missionary Ken calls a very bad mood swing a mood flip.
Okay.
Okay. I've been having some pretty bad mood flips. But you know one
yes,
thing
ma'am.
I can be thankful for?
What's that?
I ain't getting nobody the silent treatment that's going to get my tail put on probation with ministry again.
Amen. The Bible says anger but sin not, you know. It's all right for us to be disappointed, upset, but I always make this statement. I taught my boys this. Do not become mad. You can be angry, but mad is a state of losing control.
Don't
never lose that. Control of who
Excuse
you are.
Excuse me for a minute here, Dad. It's lucky you get
okay,
off that table while I'm getting up and busting your furniture. I got a cat on the table.
Just mute your phone when you have to do that. Amen. But
sorry about that,
way,
Dad.
That's
oh, and
all
by
right.
the way, and by the way, I got good news for you, too. I didn't
I'm
kill Missionary Ken this one this evening. But he,
well, we
I
all in this.
Something. I found out something today. I made a phone call. Missionary Kim knows that my case manager from the counseling center took an application out to a place called Veterans Villa.
Uh-huh.
It's a housing apartment that are all single floored. There's no upstairs to any of them. I called out there today. I should know something in 3 weeks.
All right. All right. That would be good for you. You don't have to go up and down stairs. That'll be easier on you with your foot and everything. So we're going to pray and believe God wants you that that door open up for you. Amen. Because we definitely want you to be in a safe place. Amen. Amen.
Also, Pastor Bonnet, I was going to ask the team here at Six Eyes Radio and our listeners to be praying for the family of the gentleman who was in the room right next door to my mom. He had a heart attack. He passed away from it. So I don't know this man's name, but God knows who he is and the family. Just be keeping that family and the staff at the Austinburg Nursing Rehab Center in prayer because they're having a hard time of it.
Okay. Well, we're definitely praying for the staff this gentleman's family. Amen.
Yeah, Emily, don't worry about it. I put it on our Holiness Bible for Blind website, too.
That's good. Thank you, Sister Ruth. God
Thank
bless
you.
Amen. 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 Before we move on, amen, is there another prayer request? Well, yeah, that could be a prayer request. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit.
Hello
amen.
There.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? This is my first time calling in.
Amen.
And I was given this number by a guy by the name of Six Eyes.
Uh-huh. Well,
and,
God bless you.
Thank you. And I actually did not come in for prayer or anything like that tonight. I actually came to talk about something. Do you know when he's going to be on again?
He's normally on tonight. He hasn't called in just yet. He'll probably be calling in momentarily. But he's normally on long before the show ends, okay?
Well, okay. I actually called to speak about a whole other project that I'm involved in that I really don't know if this is the night to promote it, but he told me that I could call in tonight. I spoke with him this morning on another app. And,
okay.
I don't know if I can promote the project with you or if I need to wait for him. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about it a little bit. And then I'll just call back in again or something, however that works.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to stay on the line through the program and listen to the music. And I guess we're doing some teaching tonight from the Book of Galatians. And you're welcome to stay along with us on that. And if Six gave you the number to call in to share something, I'm quite sure that he wants to hear it himself and to validate what you're saying. So if you can hold on for a little bit. Okay. If you don't mind holding on for the next after the next two tracks and hopefully he'll be back on, and we'll give you opportunity to share your project. Is that okay?
That's fine. Who am I speaking with tonight?
You're speaking with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. This is Motivational Monday with yours truly. And all right. So we lost her. She dropped off. Amen.
Well, I'm Sister Ruth, and then when she comes
the favor of God stops your being manipulated by the circumstances. People say, well, under the circumstances, so-and-so. Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? With the favor of God, you're supposed to be on top of the circumstances. Stop being manipulated by circumstances. Stop worrying about the unknown. Some of you are young and you're worried about the unknown. Stop it. If you have favor with God, it will be well with you. It will be well with your children. It will be well with all you put your hands to, because the favor of God is already in the future, working out the future. Things you don't even know are about to happen. God has already straightened them out in your behalf, because you and you and you are favored of God.
What is the church? Is the church a building? Is the church a pastor? Or the staff? Is the church the music? The tradition? Or the ministries? These are all good things. But they are not the church. Take them away, and the church is still here. Why? Because you are still here. The church is you. The church is you with a purpose. The church is you on a mission. The church is you with a plan, a simple plan, to plug into God at a weekend service, to charge up in a small group community, to live out using your gifts and passions, and to pass on your faith to those who do not know Christ. When you and I live like this, all the things we used to do in church become things we do as the church. God desires it. The world needs it. And we are called to be it. What is the church? The church is you.
You gotta hear before it happens. Believe before it happens. Receive before it happens. You got to know. It's gonna happen. No, it seems it won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see. But God.
Hold me, this child away, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by, without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And windshield, cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And there's something about the way your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough of you.
All right, all right. It is a beautiful day. It has been a wonderful day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I have chosen to be glad and rejoice all through it. Amen. Amen. We got none other than our founder, that is Six Eyes himself, with us on this evening. God bless you, Brother Six. How you doing? I guess it'll be helpful. There we go. God bless you, Brother Six. How are you doing this evening?
I'm blessed, Pastor. Good evening. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. It has been a little restful day, so amen. It is what it is.
Amen.
Amen. We have a... I'm a caller of yours on the line that joined us. Let me open up that mic. Perhaps you'd like to introduce her to us from the 270 air code. God bless that, and God bless all of our air codes that's called in tonight. 440 and 901, and God bless all of these air codes that's calling in on the show tonight.
Amen.
Amen. She said you met her earlier this morning, I think.
That would be Laura.
Yes, Laura. This is Laura. Yes. So, how are you, Six Eyes?
I'm
glad
great. How are you?
With you? Oh, I'm awesome. I'm awesome. I'm going to let you get me into this because I don't want to just take over the whole conversation, but I will, when you clear me to do so, I can do what you ask me,
okay.
What you've given me permission to do. I want to, before we do this, I want to make sure I'm clear, so let me know how you want to do this, sir. This is your thing.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You are clear. You are clear, and like I said, you know, being visually challenged with sight loss, you know, anything I can do, my network can do to help promote and keep us active in the community is greatly, I'm glad to do it.
Okay.
And you did say, you did say you wanted to kind of do a show with me. So right now,
yes.
I'm going to, you're co-hosting with me, so go ahead.
All right. I want to explain to everybody what is coming up. On the first weekend of December, it is called NVDA Con. If you are a computer user, you will know what NVDA is. But for those people who do not know what NVDA is, it stands for Non-Visual Desktop Access. Okay? This is a free and open source screen reader that started out in 2006, done by two blind men, Jamie Tay and Michael Curran. Those two guys are the ones who started it all back in 2006, and because of them that we have our open source and free screen reader on the computer. This conference has been held since 2014, and so basically what we try to do is we bring up topics and different things. This is our first year to be on Zoom this year. For more information on things happening, you guys can go to NVDACon. That's www.nvdacon.org for more information. The reason I am here tonight is because we are looking for a call for topics. If you are a user of NVDA and you have something of interest that you would like to talk about, talk about and everything, you guys can go on to that website that I just gave you. Look for the 2021 call for topics form up there and fill it out, and we will be happy to consider your topic for inclusion on this year's NVDA Con stuff. That'll be the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of December is when that's going to be there, quick fact.
All right. All right. That sounds good. That sounds good.
I'm just glad to bring it to you, cause and I just came off the air not long ago, so I'm just like myself on another project.
Okay.
Brother Six. Since what she's dealing with has to do with blindness, I think her getting interviewed with you on a show would be appropriate with the Jumbo Braille program.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, because the Jumbo Braille program deals with those with inconveniences, disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, Six, set a time up with her, and whatever Thursday you set up, get back with me and give me a buzz, would you?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, while we have her here now, that's not I'll bypass the opportunities that we have to share with her now. Now, once again, we just want to resound what you have stated. You stated that there's an event that's taking place on the 3rd and the 4th of December of this year, and it is for those that are blind or sight challenged, correct?
You know what? Blind or sighted people can come on to this project. They can come in and listen in to the different things. It's actually a good way to learn about blindness and computer and how we use our computers for those people who are sighted as well.
That's good. And it is, the initials that you gave was NVDA. Am I correct?
You said NV as in Victor, D as in desk, A as in apple.
So N V
V A. Yes.
Okay. So, and it stands again for
non-visual desktop access.
All right. That is wonderful. And this program actually started, you said, in 2006?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
Wow. So I have a good friend of mine that's blind, and I had to take him to the college here, the Memphis College here, and they have a program that they deal with that on the desktop, can you give us more information concerning how that operation goes about and take place? What benefits it is to just whatever you can give us.
Okay, that I can do. Basically, what we do is it all starts out with going to go download the program from a website, or if you've got a good friend of mine that, if you've got a good friend that has NVDA, they can throw it into your Dropbox or whatever, and you guys can download this. It's free and open source, which means anybody can contribute to it. It is better in some ways than other screen reader programs for the computer, but the big selling point is that it's free, and it does work with the new Windows 11. is my understanding as well.
All right.
It also works with Windows 10 and works with 8, 8.1, and 7. It does not work well. There is, I take that back. There is an older version that does work with XP, but good Lord, I forgot the version. Number one is.
That's
you
all
can
right.
Also
that's
do,
all right. In 2006,
also,
that's when the XP version was out, so.
Okay. Okay.
Love Windows.
Okay.
That's one. Do you know whether it works
anyway.
With Microsoft? With the Apple platform? Is it working on
it
Mac?
It does not work. It does not work with Mac. Sorry about that. Screen reader users on Mac have a thing called VoiceOver.
Okay.
Sorry
okay.
to say that. But yes, they have
it's
a
right.
thing called VoiceOver.
So,
okay.
so basically, as the person using their screen, if they're logging into their computer, and we know that especially those that are most keyboards has markings on it, so you know where to place your hand. And we know
right.
that probably the so as the person is using their screen, does the when they scrolling through using a mouse or a pointer, does the indication walk over?
You can do that, but most people actually will use the keyboards. They're up and down
uh-huh.
arrow keys and the right and left arrow keys too.
Oh, okay.
Now there are ways to use there are ways to use the mouse with NVDA. There are different keyboard commands that we can use. For example, let me give you guys one. Let's say you guys are just learning about NVDA, which you guys are tonight. And let's say you went to download and install this program. Okay, you download it and you install it, and you actually want to actually start using it as your screen reader. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say you don't know anything. Here's a quick way to learn where your keys are on your keyboard. Hit your going to be well. Depend. Let's see. Yeah. At the top of your number pad, you'll have a numlock in the left-hand corner if you're facing your computer screen. You'll have your,
uh-huh.
your and that will be your numlock. You want to turn your numlock off for this to work, but what you do is you take and you turn. You put your, you at the very bottom, left-hand bottom of your keyboard on your big number pad, you'll have a zero key. That also acts as your insert key as well. So what you'll do is you'll hit insert plus your number one on your number row. That turns input help off and then on. And then to turn input help off, you will take and hit NVDA plus one again, and then that gives you back your regular keyboard. That's just
okay.
one example of the things we can do. Now, to start NVDA, you can do Alt-Control-N. Once you get it all installed and everything like that, and you can also use Caps Lock as your modifier key. You just have to hit Spacebar to check that checkbox. One of the other things that we can do, go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. We got
okay.
you winded a little bit.
Yeah,
you
did, kinda, because like I said, I'm just coming off the air not long ago myself.
You're doing
okay.
good. You're doing good, though.
Thank you. Let's see. The other thing that you guys can do, let's say a blind person is needing help. Excuse me. Let's say a blind person is needing help with their computer. Okay. Now, normally, people can get help through Microsoft and all that kind of thing. But let's just say, hey, you know a friend, and let's just say they're the friend's blind, say they know NVDA as well. There's an add-on called
NVDA remote. Okay, to get that, you go to www.nvdaremote.com. Now, once you get that, one person can be the person remoting. The other person can be the person being remoted. Let's just say Six Eyes. Let's just say for you. I'm just going to use you. I'm just going to pick on you for a minute.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but I got to do that. All right.
That's all right.
Let's just say.
That's all right. Ken normally pick on it, so you can go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Basically, let's say Six Eyes, you need help with your computer. You came to me and you asked me to help you, and I knew that you had NVDA. What I would do is I would have you hit NVDA N plus the letter T plus the letter C. Okay? T for tools, C for connect. Then you and I both would tab, and you would see a thing that says one person would be allow this machine to be controlled, the other person would be control another machine, which means I would be controlling your computer at that point. Then you would tab. Then you would have a host, which in most cases that would be like NVDAremote.com or whatever remote server that you could do. Then each one of us would have, well, we would both have to use the same key. You would give me a key. You and I both would type it in. We would tab to the OK button there on that, and then we would also do, then I would be able to hit F11, and I would be able to control your computer and be able to hopefully help you out in whatever you needed in Microsoft.
Interesting. Now, I have a question.
This is,
now, I have a question.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Have an issue of reading graphical text. Is there a program such as this, possibly this NVDA program, is there a program that reads graphical text?
Like, what do you mean by that? Like, is an add-on? Okay, like, can you explain me what you mean, please, sir?
Okay, yeah. So let's say it's a picture of a event. Okay.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
A lot of times when they have an event, so it'll be the script. It'll be the script that reads. But let's say the script is behind the photo, the graphic image.
Oh, well, there's no alt text. Oh, dear God. Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm looking for, yeah.
Okay. You might, if you have NVDA, you might can try NVDA OCR. But other than that, that's the only thing that I know of that would help you right there.
Could you repeat that?
Yes, NVOCR, there's an OCR add-on to be able to do that. No, wait a minute. No, it's actually, I'm sorry. I just told you wrong here. It's in the core of NVDA now. You can get it that. You can do. You can try that. But other than that, that's really the only thing I could think of, unless there is some alt text that the website is needing. Do you have a website that I can go to maybe get an example of what you're talking about? Because I want to make sure I'm understanding correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. So okay.
I really
so go to. Yeah. So go to sounds.com.
Sound.com. All right, give me just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I was not even set up to do this tonight. Wow. But give me just a second.
Live
about
demonstration.
Yes. Yes, I love these. All right. Give me just a second. Pick up a pair of headphones and we'll see what we can do here.
All right. Take your time.
Now, You're not going to be able to hear this side because I'm going to have to hurry up here. Okay, can you guys still hear me okay?
We can.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Good. Okay.
Sound.com.
S-O-U-N-D. I was getting here. Sound.com.
Mm-hmm.
Sound.com. Let's see what we got going here. All right.
Six, did you say sound or sounds, plural?
Sounds with
what
an S. S-O-U-N-D-S.
Oh, okay. That's why I wasn't getting it. Okay. I'm going, it's not coming up.
What is it now?
S-O-U-N-D-S.com.
S-O-U-N-D-S.com. Okay. Hang on. Let me try that again then. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
S-O-U-N-D-S. So it happens if I spell it right.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Well, let's see what we got. Let's see. Oh, okay. Artisan DJ. Yes, NVDA just read this. It read this picture here about something about somebody's funny collection here. Yes, it did.
Hmm.
The stereo bite. And yes, it's got a button here that actually will let you play audio demo for stereo bites right here on this website.
Mm-hmm. It's reading all that?
Yes, it is.
Hmm. I don't think Jaws does that.
Yes, it does. Okay, and it says this package is known for its rust. Oh, yeah. This. Go ahead.
Wow. So that is reading that.
Yes, it is. That's reading this, yes.
Yeah, because I had asked Ken a while back to go to that same website. Remember that, Ken?
Wolfgang.
Ken Wolfgang. Wolfgang.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, do you remember I had you go to that same website and you said Jaws couldn't read that?
Well, it didn't back then, but I don't know what they'll do now. But hold on, I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sitting right here on it, and it's reading it fine. Getting started with sounds.com.
And what?
Greetings
again, all of you that tuned in. Maybe you just turned in to the 6 Hours Motivational Monday with yours truly. Yes, this is Motivational Monday. Yes, we're doing some improv today. We're examining a program live on the show. Yes, we're doing this live. You never know what you will get on Motivational Monday. But here, for those that are sight challenged, legally blind, or just blind, there's a program to help you utilize your Microsoft computer. Amen. And so those of you, if you haven't heard, it's a wonderful program, and it is NVDA. And you can download it by going to www.nvda.com and download that.
Not com.
Free.
Hold it. Stop right there. Not com. Hold on a second, and I'll get you the actual website in just about 2 seconds. Here, stand by.
Okay, stand
all
by.
All right.
And
okay, it's reading. It does read some of these here graphics. The Jaws does.
Okay, that's great. Now, while we're figuring this out, can you show how they can give donations to help us keep bringing you great programming here on the Size Radio Network, Ken? Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. That is very simple. There's two options. First of all, you can go to PayPal if you use the PayPal platform, and enter the email address 6eyes6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. For Cash App users, you enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And the good Lord
all
will
right,
bless you. Amen.
And I'm back with you, and it's nbdaaccess.org is how to go, is how to get to the program. The .com thing
what?
Was for the remote. The NVD, okay.
One more time.
Go ahead.
To download
the,
it?
How to get to the website is nvdaaccess.org.
Well, access, okay.
nvdaaccess.org, yes. And then the remote add-on that I spoke about earlier was nvdaremote.com.
Okay. All right.
Am I going too fast for everybody? And
no,
the other,
fine.
The what started all of this is the NVDA conference. You guys can go there at nvdacon.org as well. So you got three different websites there all at once.
Wow. All right.
I'm having fun doing this.
Good. Good. Yeah, made your
yeah,
dream
this
come
makes,
true.
Yes, this actually makes being in radio myself fun. I'm going to grab something to drink after I'm done with this interview. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
on this program, we believe in coffee. Coffee, 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 coffee.
Yep.
So next time,
oh, yeah.
Have
don't
your
even
coffee
go there.
Ready.
Yeah. I love my coffee. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, speaking of coffee, we are adequate coffee drinkers around here, and I just ordered me a coffee pot today that will be here on the 29th. So if you will
nice.
Join me for a cup of Joe on the 29th.
What kind of coffee maker did you order?
Okay, this is a Hamilton Beach 12-cup voice-activated coffee pot. That's right. By the sound of my voice, hey. Yes.
Mm.
I would like coffee. It'll say, hello, Six
Eyes.
Oh,
I love my coffee.
What's
that?
We're not going to knock the Hamilton. You know, we might have been interested in trying to get you a Keurig, you know. You know, pop that K-cup in there, man, and man, press the button, and that's it.
Well, Ken, let me tell you, there is also a compartment for a carrot,
single
K-cup,
a single cup,
also for
yeah,
a single cup. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
The single cup, and that's the Hamilton.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, that's the one that's 79, 89. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
And
yeah.
one more quick thing I would like to ask to or add to you guys as well, because I don't know
mm-hmm.
I don't know much about y'all's programming or radio network as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we were actually here's the deal, NVIDIA Con almost we almost, I can't say for sure because I hope I'm wrong about this, but pray that we get to save NVDAcon this time because as of yesterday's meeting, we did not have any topics at all. And it looks like right now, it looks like we've got three.
Well, yeah, I'll give you three today.
Pray that we get our five. Go ahead.
Okay, Laura, like I was telling you earlier, all you have to do is look at your everyday existence of navigating the world in the dark. Okay?
Yeah.
So what are some So what are some of your challenges? So, for example, you get up. Okay, so you get up. You want to look nice, as we all want to look nice. So the challenge of picking out the right color shirt, right color pants, okay? That's the topic to talk about, wardrobe selection. Okay? Also, help while out in public. When you go to a Walmart, et cetera, getting help by the store clerk. Okay, that's one right there. Also, when you're in a Uber or Lyft, that the driver's not taking you on a scenic route in the city to jack the fare up. You know, so you can talk about a direct destination and not taking a tour of the city.
Yeah.
Okay. You can talk about that. You can talk about going to a gym. You know, how would it be going to a gym to get on a treadmill? You know, so things like that, you know. Life hacks for cleaning your house. You know, like I said earlier, what have you discovered when cleaning your kitchen? What's the best way to sweep your floor? You got a big kitchen. What's the best way to sweep your floor? Well, what I do, the life hack I gave you, so I go from one end of the kitchen to the other, but the meeting point for all the debris that I'm going to sweep up is the island. So the island is in the center of the kitchen. So from left to right, you know, that's where I start to sweep, and all the debris goes in front of the island. So that way I'm not spot sweeping, because when you spot sweep, you forget stuff.
I'm actually a better mopper than I'm sweeper.
Yeah. So, well, you got to sweep the floor first. So if you have... if you have everything in front of the island, then you take your dustpan and you sweep up the debris, put it in the rubbish container, and there you go. So that's a life hack right there. You know?
No.
So that's three. Yeah. That's three right there. And then just every day of how you navigate the world, how do you navigate the world, and talk about your interaction with the public. You know, how do they... You know, questions that they may have, you know, while you navigate the world. Cane travel, you know, best techniques for cane travel. You know, that's one right there. I'll stop and Ken, you get some examples of topics to talk about too.
Yeah, we on the Jumbo Braille program, we've talked about guide dog travel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've talked about that. We've talked about other people with other types of disabilities, but those with blindness, we've talked about cooking with blindness.
Oh, boy. Well,
some of our cooking disasters.
Said, oh, boy.
You know, cooking disasters. Well, you know, like confusing the cayenne pepper for the cinnamon in an apple pie, you know, stuff like that.
Well,
Don't do that.
Wow.
So,
we've talked about stuff like that. So, like I mentioned earlier, the Jumbo Braille program would be a perfect platform for you to have not only talk about the screen reader, but blindness in general, and you as a blind person, how it affects your daily life, that kind of thing.
Yep. Real quick, I would like to say thank you for letting me on tonight. As a brand new user, I feel like I kind of can call in whenever I'd like. You know what I mean? Whenever you guys are on air,
mm-hmm.
I'd love to be able to speak with some of you guys
week.
Off. What?
We're on 7 days a week.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay. I would like to be able to speak with you guys off air at some point. If I can ever do that, that would be great. You know, that way we're just not speaking while we're on air, because I would like
right,
to speak some of you guys off.
And then we could set up the time for the show for the Thursday Jumbo Braille for you.
Yeah,
so, that's kind of what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Kent, Pastor, why don't you put them two in the bubble so they can talk? And we want to thank you for letting us take over the Motivational Monday. We appreciate it. And you do need a well-deserved off. You know, you're very busy yourself, so I know it's kind of a good feeling to sit back and kind of relax. I mean, this is your first Motivational Monday that you've ever taken off, so we thank you.
I'm always an advocate on encouragement. And it is encouraging to give people who have challenges new avenues to overcome their challenges. And so she assisted us today in motivating those that are sight challenged and blind, that there's a platform for them to assist them. And even this one platform that is open source free. So therefore they can utilize it to help them navigate their world. And then I was able to download this sound thing, and I see all this free sound. Yes, there's
what's
a portion you pay for, but there's a portion you pay for, but there's some parts on it that the samples are a little free, but it give you so much. But there's information on there to if you want to get into developing your own sound. That's helpful. Amen. But so there was so much to give so far. Amen. And
hey,
I still have time. And I still have time to share. Sister Ruth, is Ken on 9, the last two 94 or the last two 03?
5303.
Okay. I'm going to the young lady and you in the bubble so that y'all can speak. And I'm going to go on and give the inspirational. We're in Galatians chapter 1, and when you and her are done, if you have your board up, just switch yourself back.
All right.
And we thank you for your donation.
All right. Next. At this time, I'm putting you and Laura in the bubble. And to the rest of our listeners, I want to say thank you for sticking in with us and holding on in here. We thank you today. Once again, this is the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly. Do you have your Bible? I hope you do. Yes, I hope you do. We're going to Galatians chapter 1. Let's go to Galatians chapter 1. And as you go to Galatians chapter 1 today, we're going to see the writings of the Apostle Paul. Amen, somebody. Amen. And so, in the writings of Apostle Paul today, Galatians chapter 1, Paul is writing to Galatians, his opening letter, with prayer. Always good when you're reaching out to others to start in prayer. Here we see the Apostle Paul, he is reaching out to the Galatians. The Galatians in this day and time are those that was non-Jews, those that was of a different nationality. And so here it is, we see Paul reaching to the unbelieved or the unknown or the ungodly, to those that was considered sinners or infidels, to those that did not know the Mosaic Law. He's reaching to them that have been witnessed to by him and others of the faith. And he starts this epistle out, he's talking to them, and he's saying to them, after his prayer, we see in verse 6, he says, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from that which called you into grace of Christ unto another gospel." Now I'm going to read that again. And many people have different types of the way they salvation. There is a controversy in the lingo of one cannot lose salvation once they receive salvation. I don't teach that particular principle because I don't use the terminology lose like others. Salvation is a gift. That's something that is given to you. And because it's something to give to you that you possess inwardly, you can't lose it like losing a pair of keys. It's just not something that just falls off. It's not something that someone can come and steal from you. But because it is something that you receive by faith, it is something, however, I believe, you can forfeit. You can turn away from. Well, what gives me the right to say that? What gives me the notion to say that? Well, one notion that gives me to say that is that at all times we are free moral agents. What does that mean? We at all times have the right to choose to do good, to do bad, to do right, to do wrong, to go left, to go right, to jump up, to sit down, lay down. Choice is always ours. In the pursuit of life, it's easy to start on one path and get misled down a wrong path. So here we see in Galatians, the Apostle Paul is talking to them. He starts off with a wonderful prayer, and he tells us a lot. As a matter of fact, let's just read it. "Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which were with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father, to whom be the glory forever. Amen." Forever and ever, amen. Verse 6, listen to the language that Paul, the apostle, is saying to us. He says, "I marvel." In other words, this is something that is making him scratch his head. This is something that is, in one way, complexing him. He said, "I marvel that you are so soon removed." Removed, that means you was here, now you over there. He said, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into grace." Who called us into grace? Christ called us into grace. So he said, remove. It's not lost. That's a choice, because you and I have choices to make every day of our life. Every day that begins, there's a choice of right and wrong for us to choose what to do, how to do, and when to do. Now, the wages of sin is death, but all sin don't lead to eternal death. In other words, there are certain things that are weight and certain things that are minor sins that do not, they are not called for eternal damnation, but they are called for punishment. They are called for you missing out. If God tells you, go to the left and you go to the right, that don't necessarily mean that you're being condemned to hell. And so some people teach that if you make certain mistakes in life as a Christian, that you can end up going to hell. And all sins do not lead to death. The Bible doesn't teach that. So, but there are things that causes consequences in your life that you have to deal with. You know, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And so let me keep moving. Amen. So let me go back to my notes here, because I, amen, as I wrote them today. So he says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that calls you into grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. I like what John Hagee said, and we played that at the very beginning, about salvation. That if you go to a church and they're not preaching from the Bible, and they're not preaching to be saved and to convert one life over to Christianity, to live righteous according to the Word of God, then find another church. You don't give up on God. You don't think just because one preacher lied to you, or one preacher misleads you, or one group have offended you, you don't throw the bathwater. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Amen. Amen. You don't throw out the whole purpose of salvation because one group choose to do something different. But we are in a day and time where we are privileged to have the logos. That's the written word of God. We have the ability to read the word of God for ourselves. That's why many times on special programs like this, I take time to not only read what the word is saying as I'm expressing what I'm expressing, but to make sure that you have the line upon line, the precept upon precept of what I am talking about. Yes, you may disagree with me on this point or that point, but what we must come together on, if God said it, that's it. If it's written, that's it. It is what it is. And so we may have our own points of views about many things. We may see certain things slightly different from one another. But that's why we come together and reason together, so that we may know together. Amen. Thereby growing together and being stronger together. That's the purpose of the church. The whole reason was having a church family is so that that church, that group of people will feel the mission, fulfill the mission.
that God has for that group to do in the earth. When we are saved, I'm getting ahead of myself, so let me slow down. But this is all part of my notes. Amen. I just got excited there. Amen. So again, so we see here that Paul is warning them about a false gospel. And so we have to be careful because there are people out there teaching a false gospel. And so we have to know the true gospel. How do we know the true gospel? We pick up the Bible and we read for ourselves and we ask God to reveal his truth in his word to our understanding. And we keep moving. Amen. And we join others in the same faith, okay? So, according to Paul, they was moved from the gospel of Christ, which is the true gospel, into a false gospel, a lie told by whomever. Verse 7, Paul says, any gospel perverted isn't the true gospel of Christ. So when men begin to attach their own rules and regulations apart from what the word says, that does not and not supported by the word, this is a false gospel. So false gospel perverts. Okay, so we have to be mindful. Verse 8, he speaks a curse upon anyone that misleads people. Even we saw Christ using an example about a millstone being hung around someone's neck that would offend the least of God's children. So those that are preaching falsehood, those that are manipulating the gospel for their own personal gain, there was a curse spoken on them. And even Paul in his writing says that he speaks the curse upon them in verse 8. He say, though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That word there is anathema, which is a high form of a curse. In other words, that's condemnation. He's speaking damnation to them that would purposely mislead people. Verse 9 goes on to say, as we said before, so I now again, if any man preach any other gospel other than that ye have received, let him be cursed. In other words, that's a curse on top of a curse. He's condemning that action. Amen. And so, as we see this testimony here, Paul is talking. He begins to tell us his testimony in verse 13 through 17. He gives us his testimony about his personal testimony. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past, and in the Jewish religion. So Jews had the religion. So Christianity is something different from what the Jews was practicing. The Jews was practicing something under the law. So he breaks this thing down for us so we can have a full understanding. And for the sake of the time, we're going to move swiftly through this. So from 13 to 17, he gives us a testimony of what he had to do, what he was able to do.
In verse 20, we see him, "Now the thing which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not." So he gives his testimony and his oath. He confirms that what he's sharing with them is true. And so we go over to Galatians chapter 2. And as we go over to Galatians chapter 2, let us find verse 11. Amen. Amen. And one of the things that Paul does is he breaks down racial walls, nationalities, because we as Christians, and many times we look at Christianity as that's a black Christian, that's a white Christian, that's a Chinese Christian. No. We are just Christian. And even some of us, you know, go as far as saying that's a Baptist Christian, that's a Presbyterian Christian, that's a Holiness Christian. No, we're just Christians. Those affirmations, those persuasions, they have their own perspective places, respectable places, but at the end of the day, you and I, Christ is not divided. So we should not be divided. Christ is one, so we should be one. When we receive Christ as Lord and Savior, we are grafted in to the body of Christ. So the idea of being a black Christian or white Christian or American Christian or African Christian or a Greek Christian, all of that goes away. Oh, there's no more Jews. I'm getting ahead of myself again. That's done away. It is simply we are Christ. Yes, I'm a black man, and yes, I'm in America, and yes, there's things that concern the black man in America. But when it comes down to faith, I am a man of faith, period. My color, my affirmation has nothing to do with my faith, and it should have nothing to do with your faith, because Christ is the anointed one of the Father, and that's what matters. So we have to keep the focus where it needs to be. Otherwise, we as a people will continue to be divided. What do I mean by as a people? As a people of believers. The reason why we can be divided, the reason why we're at odds against one another, is because we give reason for division. We give reason, we give place to have a division. Think of it like this, and thank you, Holy Spirit. Think of it like this. When two parents are raising their children, and the parents have an understanding of who has the say-so on certain things. And kids, they are mindful. They know which parent is more lenient than the other. They know that certain things matter to the daddy that don't matter to the mama, and vice versa. So every now and then, if the child is always asking mama for permission to do this, and one day out of the blue, that child goes and say, "Daddy, can I do such and such?" The wise father will say, "What did your mama say?" Why? Because you've been going to your mama for all the answers. So why are you coming to me? You must be trying to divide something here. See, so the wisdom of parenting is know how not to allow even your children to come in with a divide. And many times say, go back to your daddy. And that child will go back to mama or go to mama and say, "Mama, daddy told me to ask you if What did he say? He just told me to come ask you. Well, no. and say, oh, that's not fair. Y'all not being fair. Now, what wasn't fair is you went to him trying to circumvent me, and now you're trying to come to me and manipulate me to make me think he said okay. No. And that's how you shut down things that comes in to divide. A lot of times we as Christians, we'll let people come in and divide us. And so that's why one of the affirmations of faith is we believe the Bible to be the only inspired written word of God. And therefore it is the final authority of God, not my opinion, not my word, but God's word himself is the final words on God. Amen. Thank God that we can have the Spirit of God. Thank God that we can have certain insight. But what God says is final. And we leave what God says as what God says. And we don't come and try to pervert anything that he, God, has said. We leave it just as it is. Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 through 20. It shares with us that we are to be one people in Christ. It happened to the point where even Peter, who was the chief apostle, amen, that means he was the head of all the apostles, that his behavior at one time showed favor on one group. And the apostle Paul had to withstand him, or in other words, go against what he was saying, because truth of it is Christ came for us all. And so because Christ came for us all, Christ died for us all, he made it for us all. And we're not to behave, we're not to here it is, if you are socially good with this group of people that's maybe either a different financial group or a color group or nationality group, and then when your own nationality or your own financial class or what have you come around, then you all of a sudden you start acting strange towards them that wasn't originally a part of your social group or nationality or family, then you're being wrong as a Christian because you're showing that unfair. I'm not saying that you can't have certain people that you like over others or nothing like that. I'm saying when it comes down to a standard teaching of fellowship, we're all the same. You should love your black brothers and sisters just like you love your white brothers and sisters in any other nationality or race, because we are all one in Christ, period. Is there a difference in our social, economical backgrounds? Yes. But we still love one another. We're still supposed to be mindful of one another. The Bible said, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. So we are to be mindful of those that are less fortunate. We're to be watchful. But we're never to be, as Jesus said, you don't throw a party and a person that's super dressed up, they use the term gay clothing, but gay in that term is not gay as we use it today. It really meant someone in a luxury or high standard of lifestyle. They dress rich. They had the finest of linen on, the best apparel. So you don't let someone that wearing a $10,000 outfit you treat them better, and then somebody come in some secondhand store clothes, and you tell them to stand by the door. He's saying that type of treatment is wrong. And so since it's wrong for us to do that because we're all one. Even got to the point where he said, talking about those that was slaves and received salvation and those that was masters of slaves that received salvation. He told them to treat one another right because they still serve the same Lord. They still serve the same God. And the same God that they are serving, they each have to answer to him. And so those that love the Lord, regardless of your status, will treat God the same, regardless to whether someone can dress as well as we, look as well as we. We're to treat one another equally. When you look at your body, there are members of your body you may think less important than other members. All of us know the importance of our thumbs, but that's the reason why we're able to do certain things that we can do. But many of us may overlook the pinky, especially on your foot. But let get an infection. It will affect your entire body from the pinky toe. So every part of the body is important. And it doesn't matter of the size, the availability, the ability. It's still connected. Therefore, it still has value, and it is important. And we, as part of the body of Christ, we all have value, and we all are important. And so it doesn't matter where you come from. What matters most of all is where we're going and who or whom, rather. We're connected to Christ. Amen. All right. So, now, I must get into Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. And hopefully I can start reading from here so that our time is running. And I didn't read a lot of the things that I wanted to read because of shortage of time this evening. But I pray that you are able to follow along with what I've been sharing. And maybe I need to come back next Monday, start this all over again, and resound everything. But Galatians chapter 3, verse number 8. The gospel unto Abraham. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse number 8. And the scripture foreseeing that God was justified, that even through faith for the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Now, so before the Mosaic covenant law came, that's about a sum of 430 years. So God had already spoke to Abraham and made a promise to him. A lot of times when we are talking to people that are sticklers on the Mosaic law, they don't fully understand that the Mosaic law only came about 430-something years after the promise of God. And so that means the Mosaic law had a reason for being in place. prior to it and during the promise, those laws was not in place. And we're not talking about just the Ten Commandments of God. We're talking the Mosaic Law is 620 different laws that Moses had to give unto the people to keep them right. And the reason why these 600 plus laws had to be placed is because for over 400 years, this group of people had been in practice away from their normal worship of God and in association with those that was not worshiping God the way God wanted to be worshiped and was not honoring God the way God wanted to be honored. And so these laws came in place to bring them back into right standing. But none of these laws was laws that spoke life into them. We're talking about eternal life. So let me go on. So verse 11, with them. So all of these things was a blessing of Abraham because of faith. So we see the gospel of faith or the law of faith being given here to Abraham. You and I are saved today, and the world today that has the opportunity to be saved today is because of the relationship between God the Father and Abraham. And it was Abraham who moved in faith, and his faith was counted unto him as righteousness, not his individual deeds, but his faith to move and follow the direction of God without sin. God to exactly what God has said. So we see again. We see again Galatians chapter 3, and we'll read here in verse 11. It says, I must read 10, just so we'll be on the right page. For as many as are of the works of the law under the curse. So the law brought a curse because all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. So that's the curse. If you violated one of the laws, you violated them all. So that condemnation came for just violating one. So, for as many as are of the works of the law under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that committeth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So, violating one little simple thing of the law, just one, brought forth the curse. The wages of sin is death. That's the curse. Okay? Verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. So now we go back. That is not the law. The just shall live by faith. The just don't live by the law. The just live by faith. That does not mean the just violate the law, but they live by faith to obey God's word. verse 12. And the law is not of faith. The man that do them shall live by them. Verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. It is written, cursed is everyone that hang on a tree. So him dying on the cross for our sin, he became sin that we may be free from sin. Him that knew no sin became. So by being hung on the curse, the soul that sinned it shall die. He didn't sin, yet he tasted death for us all. Let me go on and read verse 14. Verse 14 says, and the blessing of Abraham might come on Gentiles. That's us. That's anybody that wasn't a Jew of that day and time. If you wasn't part of that Jewish, if you was not a part of that 12 tribe family, spanning from Dan to Benjamin. If you wasn't a part of those 12 tribes, the sons of Jacob, amen, then you wasn't considered a Jew. Amen. And so, but the blessing, the promise that God made to Abraham was not just to his own family. It was not just for the Jews only. That's why God promised the blessing. He promised it to a seed, not his seeds. We'll read that in just a moment. So, once again, verse 14 says, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, that we might receive the promise. What was the promise? Okay. The promise was verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed, singular, was a promise made. He said not, and to seed, so the scripture tells us he's not speaking to seeds, plural, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. So God specifies this for us in the scripture. Let's jump down to 21 real quick. We're running out of time. Verse 21, is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. Verse 22, but the scriptures have concluded under sin, excuse me, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. That's why we are really called believers. We're believers of Christ. The word Christian for us to be Christ-like. To be Christ-like is to obey God, because that's what Christ did. He obeyed the Father. Verse 23, and our time is gone. I need to stop here to close out. But before faith come, we are kept under the law, shed up unto faith, which should be afterward be revealed. For the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But rather than faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized unto Christ have put on Christ. See, we're in the body of Christ. We're in him, so that means we put him on. But we're on the inside. Amen, somebody. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ. Now, this was not talking about the structure of the family or the order that God has set. This was talking about the equality of liberty. And so we know there are different status for people, but we are all equal in the sight of God because of who Christ is. So with that being said, I must conclude for this evening. We have so much more. We have to get over to Galatians 4. Once again, we'll pick this up at a later time. I encourage you to come and go back and read Galatians chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4. And if you have to read it in a different translation to get a better understanding than the King James Version, that's fine. But read it, find it. I encourage you to maybe even try the New Living Translation, the one that was written after 2000. It's more accurate version. I believe it will bless you and help you to understand the scriptures even more. Hey, you have tuned in to the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly. I want to say thank you for joining us this evening. It has been our pleasure to enjoy it with you. We want to thank our guests for coming on and sharing with us about resources for the blind. And I'm sure you're going to hear more of that information. And she will next be on the Jumbo Braille program. Matter of fact, I think I opened up Missionary Ken's line. I don't know if they set a date just yet. But if there's a date set, Ken, is it this coming Thursday, or would it be the following Thursday?
It's going to be next coming Thursday, not this Thursday, but the next one after, November 4, 9 p.m., Jumbo Braille program, only here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. So we ask everybody to join us for that as we go into that interview. That will be a good interview, and I know everybody would enjoy that.
Amen. Listen, I'm not blind, but I thank God for the information. I want to tune into myself on that. We're going to constantly remind our listeners on the other programs of that because that is some great resources. Perhaps you know someone that's sight challenged that needs some additional resources in helping them navigate their world. And that's what we are here about at the Six Eyes Radio Network. We want to just not only just to be here for your listening needs, but to offer up other suggestions that will help you to have a better quality of life. Hey, once again, we love you with the love of Christ. As we close out, this is Marvin Sapp, The Best in Me. Amen. I love this song because when everybody else saw something else, God still sees the best in us. And that's a good thing to know, that others may put you down, but God is always trying to lift us up. God bless you and good night.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the everyone else around me.
Everyone else
can
only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else
can
only see the worst.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine. And I am here. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that
he is mine.
He's mine. I'm here.
I'm
here. Said it doesn't matter what
it
I did.
Doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?